Lawmakers in the House are scheduled to vote today on whether to make it a federal crime to clone a human being or even to attempt human cloning. The bill, backed by President Bush, would also ban the use of cloning to create human embryos for research. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Congress has been talking about a ban on human cloning for more than 3 years, ever since a scientist in Chicago announced he might try it. But with the news earlier this month that a Massachusetts biotech firm plans to start cloning human embryos for research, Douglas Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee says the need for legislation has gotten more immediate.
We really are talking about something that's upon us. Unless Congress acts, we will see these human embryo farms set up in the immediate future in all likelihood.
The bill the House is set to consider would ban both public and private attempts to use cloning to produce a live birth. It would also make it a criminal offense to use cloning techniques to produce embryos from which stem cells could be extracted for research. Violators could face up to 10 years in prison or fines of up to $1 million. Pennsylvania Republican Jim Greenwood says he, like most of the Congress, opposes attempts to produce a baby through cloning. But he thinks the bill up for debate goes too far. He says that banning embryo creation could set back research to find cures for everything from Alzheimer's disease to heart disease to spinal cord injuries.
This is the future of health care and medicine unless the Luddites of the country decide to make it illegal.
But backers of the ban, like Johnson of the Right to Life Committee, say it's not about science, it's about morality.
What they are proposing is to create numerous individual members of the species Homo sapiens, embryos, and then kill them for medical purposes.
Greenwood, who will offer a substitute bill that would ban only the initiation of a pregnancy, doesn't deny that the entity produced by cloning is human. But he does say that if it pans out, the research comes at a price he and many others are willing to pay.
You will save thousands of lives, create untold rejoicing from the end of these terrible diseases, and the price you pay for that is disposing of a few cells in a petri dish for a brief period of time while the research goes on.
But any research that involves creating embryos for the benefit of others represents too high a price for Florida Republican Dave Weldon, the sponsor of the broader ban.
We've had a lively debate in America about using these embryos that are in freezers for research purposes, but the vast majority of Americans, I think, agree with me that creating embryos is much, much worse. To create embryos just to be experimented on and destroyed.
Congressman Weldon says Congressman Greenwood's bill, attempting to block only cloning leading to a live birth, is not only immoral but impractical from a legal point of view.
In my opinion, that's totally unenforceable because these embryos will be implanted in the privacy of the doctor-patient relationship. And if you really want to prevent this from happening, you have to really stop it at the beginning.
Research groups insist the distinction could be made. Carl Feldbaum is president of the Biotechnology Industry Organization.
An argument like that could have been made of the discovery of fire. You can't use it at all because people might use it to burn down your house.
Feldbaum, whose group represents both for-profit biotech companies and academic institutions, says the Weldon bill goes too far in another way. It would also ban the importation from other countries of treatments developed using cloning techniques.
If there were a cure for cancer developed in the United Kingdom, and cloning technology was part of the research, Americans would be denied access to the drugs. I would be bold enough to venture that that would be immoral.
President Bush has not yet made his decision about whether or not to allow federal funding of research using stem cells from human embryos. But the administration has endorsed the Weldon bill that would make at least some of that research illegal. It now appears that both issues are likely to be settled by the Congress. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.